I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Everyone, welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
And before we start anything, I just want to let you know that the merch, apparel, whatever you want to call it, is live and available, ready for your
consumption, you know? Wearing.
Ready for your wearing.
Ready for your wearing.
The merch is, we want to go for more of like an apparel vibe, not just slap Girls with Goals on a sweatshirt and call it a day. This process, I've been working on it since June. Mm-hmm. Quite literally June, because mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure that it was perfection, that it was good quality.
That it was also the exact message and vibe that we wanted it to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So the collection is called the Impress Yourself Collection. And one of my favorite episodes and one of our like highest ranking episodes, I guess, is what would you do if the only person you had to impress was yourself?
So love that message. And I feel like it really connects to the message of this podcast overall. So we went with that for like a merch theme. And I love it. The front says, impress yourself. We have a little, one of my favorite parts is the wrist is embroidered. White embroidered on a white hoodie. GWP.
It looks so clean.
It looks so good. And then the back is our cover photo minus us. So a little like, if you get it, you get it. But
it's like a baby blue beach scene.
Just a beach scene. Everything is like white, a little bit of blue accents. It's perfection. And then there's a fat paragraph on the back within the picture. And I swear to God, like I spent months writing this. And it shouldn't have taken me months. But I was like, I got so nervous about it. Like it had to be perfect. But it's all about impressing yourself. And yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
And there's also a beanie to go along with it.
Oh, yeah.
Beanie, white beanie, embroidered on the front, impress yourself, embroidered on the back, girls with goals in blue. Matching set, if you will.
Yeah, and this is definitely going to be the first of many apparel collections.
I love the process. I loved it. I had so much fun learning about everything and getting it together.
Yeah, but we definitely hope that this is one of many. Or not even hope, but like we expect this to be one of many. And it was just really important for us for the first collection because we have so many ideas. Like, there are so many different ways we could have taken it, so many ideas. We're literally sitting in Catherine's bedroom at home right now, and I'm looking at the sticky notes on her walls, and I'm like, literally every single thing that she has written on there, like, could be on a hoodie, and I would wear it. Like, and Catherine has a lot of creative ideas. No, the sticky notes on your door right there. Like, there are so many cool designs.
Sometimes I get embarrassed when people come over, because I'm like, what if they shut the door?
I'm not even getting...
And then I have to be like... Oh, sorry, that sticky note is, like, a crown, and it says, that's mine, like...
There are so many cool ideas that, honestly, like, I feel like you should just put every single one of those on a separate hoodie, and you should just, like, have, like, 20 options at once, because I actually love those. I actually love those. But I also love the merch that we did release. We had the idea really early on for this first collection to have, like, a long-running thought and a longer paragraph. We think that's something that, like, you don't get on clothing very often. You don't get on hoodies at all.
We come on here and we talk for an hour each week. Like, there's no way I'm gonna put one word on a sweater.
Exactly. So we were like, how do we kind of encapsulate the energy of the podcast, everything that we love to do and love to say, everything that you guys love to listen to, without it just being like girls with goals on a hoodie? And so for us, love
to wear it.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what we're going for, because so many people, even if I, like, love them and love their stuff, I just wouldn't buy someone's
merch. So that, like, just says their name, really.
I'm not going to buy every single person's merch, but it's not merch. It's just, like, a cool sweatshirt.
Yeah, our idea was to make this as least about us as possible and as much about you as possible. And so I really think that we got that vibe right with just kind of, like, the long thought and paragraph. It's very, like, introspective. It's thinking about impressing yourself. And we're so grateful for you guys. And truly, you guys impress us so much every day. So we're excited for you guys to impress yourselves.
The first thing I did when I was making the website was, like, put a little, like, thank you note at the bottom. And I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
Because, like, this wouldn't be a thing without you guys. And we said it for, like, Thanksgiving episode was the last episode. But mm-hmm. We are forever eternally grateful and low-key indebted to you guys for making this a real thing.
Yeah. And so this merch is absolutely all for you guys. It'll be the first link in the show notes, in the description. It is made to order, so there's a limited period of time that you're able to order, so definitely go do that now. Or at least look at the website, see if it's something that you want. And just see the design for yourself. I really think that you'll love it. The beanie, the hoodie, they're so warm. They're such good quality. And Catherine did such a great job finding the right material, the best quality hoodie. So I'm really excited. You guys can click the link in the show notes and you can go shop the Impress Yourself collection.
Yeah, I like made sure that this was good quality. So I was wearing it the other day in Boston, and one of our friends who's not from Boston was there visiting, and he didn't have a jacket, and it's the middle of winter, pretty much. Freezing cold. So I gave him my jacket because chivalry's not dead. And I was wearing this hoodie underneath, and I was like, oh my God, in my head, I was like, I'm gonna be so cold. Because I obviously took away my like puffer jacket. But I literally wasn't cold. It was amazing. And I'm so happy with the like final hoodie that we're going with.
Yeah. So with that said, this hoodie and this beanie and this collection is definitely one of each of our favorite things in life right now and probably for a long time. And with that, and with the holiday season and Christmas coming up, we wanted to do an episode of all of our favorite things. A lot of you guys have been asking me as well for some sort of Christmas wish list or like holiday gift guide, but it's also something that we've never done before, like a favorites episode, just talking through some of our favorite things. And so that's what we want to do today.
I don't know if it will be a constant thing because I struggle to come up with like
favorite things,
but only because it was like everything I thought of was like a non-material item. Mm-hmm. And then if I did think of something that was like material, it didn't have a brand name. It was like, oh, I like my, something I thought of was like, oh, I like my retinol.
Same. I was going to say that. No, but you literally can, though. That's the thing. But we don't even have to link everything. Like, we just want to tell you guys. We just want to tell you what's up, the things that we're liking. And I honestly think that in Captain and I both, this season of life, are entering kind of our, like, mature quality over quantity type era.
I've always been quality over quantity. And I will take it to the grave. One of my things we'll get into is Lululemon. I have a pair of Lululemon leggings that I wear. I wear them now. I wear them out in public. I wear them to the gym. I wear them running. Middle school. I've had them
since. Not middle school, but early high school. At least 4 years we've had them. At least five years we've had them, yeah.
High school. Still wear them. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, were they, like, over $100? Probably. But how many times have I worn them in the last 7 years?
The number's going up. I was like, 4, 5, 7.
Well, I was counting in my head. That's difficult.
Yeah.
And if you, like, do the math, it's quality over quantity. Quality will always be cheaper in the long run.
Exactly. Quality. Exactly. But I think for me personally, like, I've always ultimately been a quantity or quality over quantity person. But when it came to clothes and stuff, like, I would have some quality things, but I was also one that would buy, like, cheaper stuff and like not necessarily fast fashion, but like trendy things, sale things and stuff like that. But what I found is a lot of the time those almost immediately go out of style, or I buy something to buy it without thinking of like if it's actually practical for me to wear or if I have an outfit to wear it with, or something just isn't the quality, and so it just breaks immediately. And so I feel like every single season I'm like deep cleaning in my closet and I have so much to get rid of, and I'm like, wow, if each of these things costs like $30 to $50 or something and they were kind of like on the less expensive end of things, I didn't even really wear them, they didn't even really fill the gap in my closet of what I was looking for because I kept having to get new things, and now I'm already like selling them or getting rid of them, they've already gone out of style, I already don't like them. And so now this past maybe year or so, I've been taking or trying to take a bit more of like an approach to clothes, but also things in general, of like actually thinking through things and caring a little bit less about the price if I know that something is going to last in my closet for a long time, both quality wise and like how it makes me feel and how many things I can pair it with.
Maybe not like caring less about the price, but understanding the price.
Exactly. Like justifying a little bit.
You get more for
exactly. More for your dollar. In the long run, you spend less when you buy more quality pieces up front because there's less cycling of clothing. And like I said before, like
if you're gonna be happier with it, sorry, but you're gonna be happier.
Yeah.
With it.
Here was one example. I wanted like some like dressy kind of pants, and I bought a pair from Princess Polly that were like $50, and that was still not cheap, but relative to your Aritzia, your Abercrombie and stuff, it was about half the price. They literally fell apart on me before I even got to wear them once. I had the tags off, I put them on once, the zipper broke. Didn't even get to wear them once, but then that's $50 gone.
Wait, were you saying that the same thing happened to them too?
Who knows? But my point with that is like, it was still decently expensive, but then I literally sunk that money because it, one, wasn't even the perfect fit and style that I wanted, and then two, the quality wasn't even there, so it broke immediately. Then I ended up just buying the more expensive quality pair in the end that I actually love and wear often. But I wasted money in the first place buying the cheaper pair. You know what I mean? So that's kind of where I'm at with like the quality piece. I want to justify the price of everything, like not ignore it, but understand that actually buying quality things up front might be a better use of my money and might actually save money in the long term. That was a long rant about like kind of where my head is at in terms of purchasing and why I'm kind of excited to do a favorites episode, because I think maybe I have more of a select amount of things when it comes to material things, but like their quality.
You know, it's a favorite.
Exactly. And it's not just clothing here. I have like clothing, things. Anyways, we'll just get into it because that clothing, what did I have? I have categories. Let me look at my categories. I had like clothing in general, activewear, shoes, jewelry, makeup and hair, and then things. And I also just thought that I should have done books, actually, because I've just been a big reader recently and I should have like written down some of my favorite books, but maybe I can just think of them on the spot. Before we get into our favorites though, how about a quick high, low, and goal for the week?
High, merch, done and dusted.
Mm-hmm.
Low,
merch.
No, because it actually hasn't been, I don't know, it's been pretty enjoyable, but it has been like, I wake up and my computer's on my bedside table, I like type before I even get out of bed, and then I've been working all day, like I'm in my workout clothes that I intended to work out in the morning, and it is now 5 p.m., and who knows if I'll get there.
You know, things like that happen.
Anyway, but my low is, yes, it's related to merch, but I was like on a chat service asking for help, because, I don't know, I had to, like, change, like, website code, and I don't know how to code, I don't know what I'm doing, and I was so scared I messed something up because it wasn't working, and so I was, like, trying to figure it out, and then I got disconnected from the chat, and then I felt, after he had helped me so much, and I didn't even get to say thank you, and then I was, like, literally...
She was really upset about it.
I was heartbroken. At, like, family dinner, sitting at the table with my computer, because I was, like, I can't shut the chat right now, and I was trying to figure it out, and then I was, like, I was gutted that I got disconnected from the chat. And you know what? I figured out how to open the chat back up, and I said, sorry, like, the next day, I said, sorry, I got disconnected, but I want to thank you, blah, blah, blah. And he responded with, like, pages of, like, extra help.
Things.
Aww. Like, so kind. But I was so sad. I was like, well, what if he's sad now?
Yeah.
I always do that with, like, telemarketers. I'm like, I will hear you out. I feel bad hanging
out. I will do your survey. No, I did that once a couple months ago, or like maybe a month ago. I literally did a full phone survey. And so honestly, I feel like I've done my part now. Like,
I feel so bad.
I've done my part.
So bad. Because, like, do I want
to It's some survey? It's a person on the other end of the line, I know.
I want to help you out, but like I don't have time to stop and do a 20-minute survey. I'm sorry.
I know. But then you think about like that someone's job on the end of the line, and I'm like, maybe I do. Mental health. Yeah. I know. So what's your goal? It's kind of one of our last full weeks of school before finals that we're about to get into, which is exciting.
Not let, like, the rest of myself slip, because when I do get heavy schoolwork, when I have an exam, finals exam, I will, like, throw everything else out the window and just do nothing but study all day.
Did you ever get your grade back? Did you ever?
No.
Are you serious?
That was probably 2 weeks
ago. Are you sure you haven't? Have you checked?
Yes, because I ran into my friend who's in the class, and we were like, what in the world?
Oh, okay.
I need this grade back because I want to know.
That's interesting.
Anyway, so, I don't know. I just have a lot of work to catch up on, work to do.
Mm-hmm. My high was honestly probably Thanksgiving dinner, just because it was like very chill, very non-chaotic. It was just our like immediate family, our parents, and then our uncle. So it was literally just the five of us, like a nice, good family group, nothing way too chaotic. So it was pretty calm.
It's quite literally always the five of us.
We had good food. And yeah, honestly, it was just a nice time. Like, it's just been good to like be home. And I enjoyed Thanksgiving food and I enjoyed being with my family. My low, though, is I feel like I have done a really great job the past couple of months of, like, honestly prioritizing my mental health. And my mental health has, like, felt pretty good the past couple months at school. But I think a piece of that is that I keep myself very busy there, that, like, things kind of pile up a little bit that I don't really, like, bring into focus. Like, I've been, like, kind of focusing on the good so much that has really helped me in the moment, but like maybe just ignored some other things that like could have been bothering me or were adding up. So then I feel like sometimes when that happens, then when I get home and I'm like with my family and I'm like in a change of environment, then I feel like it all kind of hits me. And so I did like yesterday have a pretty overwhelmed day where I was like, I feel like there are so many like feelings and things that maybe I haven't addressed that just kind of came up, and so I just felt kind of overwhelmed all at once. And so that was a bit of a low, but at the end of the day, like, I still think that I handled that pretty well. Like, it honestly wasn't a super low, but it was just like I almost wished that it wasn't that way because, like, I want to come home and I want to, like, be present and spend time with my family. And I felt like I was having a hard time doing that because I was just feeling pretty overwhelmed. But at the same time, I've been doing really good for a couple of months. And also, like, I did a boxing class, like a shadow boxing on Peloton. And it was like a mental health shadow boxing with, like, if anyone has Peloton, Kendall Toole is one of my favorite instructors on the bike. But she also does these shadow boxing classes. And, like, it was dark in the basement gym. I shut the lights off. It was just that screen. And it was, like, so therapeutic for me. And so I kind of channeled that energy and, like, kind of focused on myself a bit. So it was a bit of a low, but also just kind of a reflection of me of, like, how I actually have improved my mental health a lot. Because I was able to handle it pretty well. And then my goal for the week, similar to in Catherine, I just got to get my schoolwork done and finish this semester strong. Because there really are only a couple weeks left for me. And a big piece of that is doing my first year English essays. And I am a third year in college, but I didn't do first year English because I was supposed to have the transfer credits for it. My school didn't accept them. I fought it for a couple years. Now here I am doing first year writing. And, like, I just have some papers that I'm behind on for first year writing. And so I need to get those done so that I can do well in that class and finish it strong and not be a third year that does badly in first year writing. So that is my goal for the week. Write those essays. Let's get into our favorite things. Let's start with clothes, just because I have that up. I think jeans are really hard, so I want to tell you guys my favorite jeans. I think two. I think there are two styles of, like, kind of like your typical straight leg jean that people like. And one that in Catherine and I have loved forever. And there's one pair that I guess they're mostly in Catherine's now.
They've always been mine. I bought them.
Oh. Well, maybe I used to borrow them sometimes then, but I really don't now. The Levi's Ribcage Straight Jean. Levi's Ribcage Straight Jean. They're great. But I would get...
Anymore.
Really? Well, what I would do, though, is... Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I would get the longer ones because I tried to get a pair last year. So the ones that Catherine has are like a light wash with a rip in the knee. They're so flattering. They look great. They're so comfortable. I wanted some without a rip, and so I thought that I was ordering the right pair, but it was the Ribcage Ankle Straight, and they're, like, so short on me, I never wear them, so that, again, was a waste of money.
I got something, like, a few months ago, and I was like, oh, maybe they won't be, because I got, like, the ankle, but I got the long ones, and I'm not even that tall, and they're, like, mid-calf,
yeah,
and it's so embarrassing.
But if you can find the Levi's Ribcage Straight, like, some sort of really long version, get them. They're super flattering. They're super comfortable. Similarly, though, Abercrombie 90s jeans. And I think there's two. I think there's, like, the 90s straight and then the 90s loose, something like that. But they're both kind of like your loose-ish straight jeans. I think one is just looser than the other. But what I like specifically is their Curve Love collection. And I haven't honestly tried any of the styles in the not Curve Love, so I don't know how it compares.
What is Curve Love?
Like, they have all of their, every single pair of pants that they have, like, the regular style, and then they have the same exact thing in Curve Love, in all of the same sizes and all of the same colors. But I think that it is, like, made for people with, like, a little bit more of a curve. Or maybe, like, I just feel like even having more of an athletic build, it's kind of harder to find jeans. And so I just think that their Curve Love is, like, perfect for that. So whether it's, like, you have a more athletic body, you have a more curvy body, that collection might be really great. And then otherwise, they also have all the styles in a normal collection as well. So just the regular 90s straight jean or 90s wide leg jean is a great choice. I really like them.
My favorite jeans are, one, the Levi's Ribcage Straight. Two, Levi's Dad Jean, which I got them a couple sizes big, expecting them to be baggy, but I actually like how they fit when they're, like, freshly washed, and I've been drying them so that they, like, shrink a little bit, because they're just, when they, you know, when jeans, you put them on and they're, like, tight, and then you wear them and they stretch out, these stretch out, like, way too much, so I like them when I first put them on, and then they stretch out, they, like, loosen up, and they just aren't, they're, like, weird in between of being overly baggy and not, and, like, fitted. And I don't think it's flattering on me. So I kind of want to get another pair that's, like, true to size. But I love them. And they're really comfortable.
Are those what you were wearing, like, yesterday?
No, those are really old Zara jeans. And because those fit, like...
Wait, and they're almost a little bit acid washy?
Yeah.
I thought they looked really good on you.
Well, because I like them, except the thing is there's a hole in the crotch. And that'll do it.
It
flattens my butt, so it's a little uncomfortable, and there is, in fact, a hole, like, right in the middle of the pants.
Yeah, that's no good.
So I'm so cautious anytime I wear them. But I like how they look from the front.
Yeah, that's what I liked. I thought they looked good from the front.
I don't like how they look from the back.
Okay, that's good to know. In terms of, like, not favorites, I've never had a Zara pair of jeans fit me right.
No, ever. Ever. The way I was walking, I had, like, wasn't bending my
legs. So that's one thing I would not recommend. Because I think they'll still kind of run you a check. They're not, like, super cheap. They've never had any stretch. They've never fit me right. They've always squished my butt. They've always not fit my legs. They've always been unflattering. There's always something about every single pair of Zara pants that I just don't like. Maybe for some people they're perfect, but for me they're not. Also with pants, I just got the Aritzia Molina leather pant, and I think leather pants are really hard to find a pair that, like, fits you well and is flattering.
The other day,
and I really like these.
All of a sudden, my room is upstairs and with the kitchen and the living room, and our Caroline and our roommate's room are downstairs. All of a sudden, I hear swishing.
Swish, 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 swish.
No way. She's wearing leather pants, just perusing the apartment right now.
Well, I was planning on going to the library, and so I put an outfit on, and then leather I couldn't pants. Get myself out, so I was just, like, swish swishing around the house.
It was absurd. It irritated me so much. It was so noisy.
And I think Aritzia is decently expensive, but it's a brand that I have been, like, starting to buy more and more from, because, again, I think everything is great quality. I think that there's so many staple pieces that, like, are just timeless and pair so well with other things. And also, I think that they fit really well and are really flattering. And so most of the things that I buy from them make me feel confident and are things that I want to wear all the time. And so if I'm going to get that use out of them and they're going to be good quality, then I'm okay paying a little bit more. So the Molina leather pants, if you want a straight leg leather pants, I've tried on so many cheaper options and all of that. I've tried a lot of different ones, and those are the best. I also know that Abercrombie, like, makes a similar pair. I think you can just get their 90s straight leg jean in a leather. I tried to Poshmark them, and I screwed up, and I got someone was selling, like, a super high-rise pair, and they're not what I wanted. And so, unfortunately, that is another purchase that I tried to get, like, maybe a cheaper option, and I sunk it. But most of the time, honestly, Poshmark is a slay. Like, if I know that there's something, if I've bought it full price once, yeah, exactly. I don't think it's something that you want to take a risk on, because, like, you do pay the money and you can't return it. But if there's something that I know that I love and I know, like, what size I am in it, then I'll look on a Poshmark or a Depop and I'll try to find new or lightly used ones for a lot cheaper. So that's, like, a good thing to do as well. If you've maybe tried something on in a store, you know you love it, check on those sites. Or if you have one version of something and you want more colors, check on those sites. You have the Abercrombie dress pants, yeah? Like, the tailored pant, and you like them?
Yes, I think I got a different style than I was anticipating.
Because you Poshmarked those.
I Poshmarked those. And the ones I have are, like, really fitted, which I like them.
Mm-hmm.
I was just expecting, like, a baggier different style, which is the picture that they posted.
Maybe it's just your legs, though.
No, it's not, because the button is different.
Oh, so, little, like, okay, I see.
And these have a little, like, slidey clip.
I see.
And I know the ones I wanted were, like, very, very oversized. I'm, like, very happy with the pants I got. I just was expecting different.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then another clothing item that I want to highlight are the Aritzia TNA sweat sets, the boyfriend sweatpants, because I love a sweat set and a pajama set. I had that as, like, a category on here of just something that I love. I think, like, everyone wants to wear sweats. They're so comfortable. I think if you have, like, a cohesive sweat set, like, it just makes you feel so put together. You look so elevated. You're, like, comfortable, but you're fashionable. And so I really like the Aritzia collection for that, because they literally have so many colors. I think the boyfriend sweatpant is really flattering. They also have multiple styles of sweatpants that you can check out. But they always have so many colors and then so many top options to match it with. So, like, you can always find, like, a matching crew neck or a hoodie or a zip-up or even just, like, a crop top to go with it, because they just have colorways of everything. So almost every time I get a sweat pant, I get some sort of matching tank top or crop top or sweatshirt to go with it, so that like almost every sweat pant I have some sort of matching top, so that I have sets, so that I can wear sweats all the time but be a little bit more elevated. So I really like those, and I think there's something to say about a sweat set and a pajama set. I don't necessarily have a specific pajama set to recommend, but I did just on Black Friday order one from Skims, their pajama pant and tank that goes together. So I'm excited to try that out and see if that's something that I like.
And then for workout, honestly, I put this down just because it goes with the same quality over quantity, and I already kind of talked about this, but Lululemon or any kind of more expensive workout brand, if you buy like a $120 workout set that is gonna last you for many years, like a staple, good quality staple, it's cheaper than buying something for $40 that you're gonna have to rebuy every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like in the moment, it's not cheaper. But long term, like investment pieces are investment pieces, and like whatever range an investment piece is to you, do what you're capable of, because it's gonna be so much more beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna honestly like make you feel better, because if something's like higher quality, you're gonna one, be like more comfortable in it. It's gonna be more, probably better fitting, probably, you know, you're gonna be happier with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can afford to put a little bit more money into something that's gonna last you longer, then absolutely go for it.
I think if I had like an Amazon dupe to recommend or something, I would. But
oh yeah.
I just don't, and I kind of feel bad about that. Like, I want to be able to recommend one of those, but I've bought some, like, Amazon dupes, and honestly, I feel like you can feel the quality, and you can, like, see the quality, and
it fits, like, slightly off, like, the
leg yeah.
is twisted, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, something is just, like, a little off about the dupes.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are some great ones out there, and probably other people have great recommendations. I don't have them. But my perspective with things like that as well is like, if I was to buy a bunch of dupes and they're not perfect, I'm just going to keep rebuying those things. And I'm going to end up probably spending the same amount as I would on the higher quality normal one in the first place, because I keep trying to fill the gap of finding a dupe. You know what I mean? And so in terms of Lululemon, we both really like the flow bra. It's like the basic,
I like
the basic spaghetti strap minimal bra.
Well, anything more than a spaghetti strap for like a sports bra, I feel like it's mm-hmm. too much for me.
And then the Align leggings and Align shorts we both like, as well as I do have some of the Wonder Train leggings that are, the Aligns are more of like kind of soft, buttery kind of material, and then Wonder Train feels a bit more like spandexy, compressive, like training kind of material. I want to have more activewear brands that I love, because I want to have activewear brands at different price points, at different styles, but I kind of struggle to find others, and I want to try like more of your classic gym brands. But sometimes I think that those brands that are more hyped up on social media in the gym world, they're kind of just built on the hype, and their quality and fit and feel might not actually match up to that. At least that's what I've experienced with some things. But I really do want to find more of like a classic gym brand that I love. But again, it's hard to like spend the money on that without knowing that I love it. So I kind of do tend to stick with what I love. But I want to try something like an Alphalete or an Honor Active or something like that, and see what of those brands I like as well, to kind of add to the range of activewear brands that I shop. Shoes, and Catherine and I both love the Vans old school sneakers. Like, for years, they're like the only sneakers we wear.
I will only wear old schools. Mm-hmm. And maybe slip-ons.
A little bit. There's something about them, though. They're like not super low rise. Yeah. They're not super low rise, but they're not fully high rise. They're like a perfect spot in the middle. So I think that they like, they don't look, like, sometimes I think that just, like, slip-on shoes and super low-rise shoes, they can look too small.
Yeah.
They can look, like, too small and, like, awkwardly small. But then I think that a high top can look too big, or it might not go with every pair of pants. It doesn't go with every pair of pants. Yeah.
And therefore, high tops with like an open leg don't really work. If I'm wearing high tops, I will be wearing sweats.
Mm. Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
Yeah, so I don't find high tops very flattering on me for that reason. And so the old schools are like the perfect in between. Like, in Catherine and I are, both of us have been wearing like white old schools as our go-to sneakers for a long time. Specifically, we like the platform ones. And then specifically, we like the stacked these days, which are essentially double platform. They just give you like a couple inches of boost, the same old school style that we like. But yeah, the platform of the stacked old school or the regular flat old schools I like to wear in the gym. And I have been wearing the same exact old school pair of sneakers to the gym that I have had since my junior year of high school. So at least 4 years now. They have paint splattered on them from my high school art class. They like have dirt on them from our trip to Costa Rica. They have holes in them. I think that I need to give myself a new pair of gym shoes for Christmas.
My old school, my like flat old schools that I was wearing in the gym, they died. Like, I was wearing them for too many years that they quite literally fell apart. And so then I started wearing like, I have kind of old schools, but they have Velcro on them, and I eat up these Velcro shoes. But I sometimes they're ugly. Caroline absolutely hates them. She makes fun of me for wearing them.
I think they look kind of unflattering. There's something about it.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. But I don't have shoes anymore for, like, working out like that. And I keep putting it off. I'm like, I know I need to get them. And it's like, my other categories are food.
Ooh, I'm curious about food. I didn't write any food, actually.
So here are mine. It's pineapple, cranberry sauce, and Trader Joe's flowers, specifically baby's breath, whatever it's called. Pineapple cranberry sauce, like, you know the drill. Trader Joe's flowers are always affordable for flowers, and they're, like, pretty good. You can get some pretty good ones sometimes, and they're already at the grocery store. And so what's, like, $3 for a thing of baby's breath that honestly lasts, like, a few weeks? And it's going to spice up your mental health. Crazy what it can do. Okay, well, and then there's tzatziki and rotisserie chicken.
And rotisserie chicken, yeah.
But you have to get...
For sure, like, for sure.
I don't like specific brands of tzatziki. Honestly, I make it myself if I'm, like, at home, but when I'm at school, but what?
I don't know that you've ever done that, maybe once.
All the time. It's Greek yogurt, dill, like,
chocolate. I feel like I can think of at least once that you've done it, but okay.
Oh, I always make it. I'll make a single serving of it.
Oh, okay.
You just mix it all up. Mix the ingredients up. Anyway, I like tzatziki and rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Only when it's fresh. But, like, I like rotisserie chicken when it's hot off the press.
Did you say sushi rice?
Sushi rice. I do like sushi rice. Let's move into supplements / other. Run through these. Magnesium. Love magnesium. Helps with digestion. And I take it before bed and it helps me, like, sleep through the night. K18.
Supplement.
Look, I said supplement / other. K18 is a hair product. It is very, very pricey. But.
Do you think it, like, healed your hair a lot?
No, but I think it's helpful. I don't think it, like, healed my hair. Their thing is, in 4 uses, it's supposed to take your hair back to, like, non-damaged state.
Mm-hmm. It's like a molecular
thing.
It's like, I don't know, it's like...
You wash your hair, you don't condition it, and then you put in K18, then you style it however you want. And it, like...
It's supposed to be, like, a healing, bonding, molecular... mask. Like, I think their angle is that it's, like, literally about, like, science and the bonding of your hair versus just, like, a conditioning ingredient. I like to take it either when I start to feel really anxious or, like, in anticipation of something where I think I could, like, if I have a really busy work day, I'll, like, take some before I go to the library, before I get to work. Or if I just want to, like, chill out at night, I'll take some CBD. And I actually really do notice a difference. I feel like it's the thing where, like, I'll take it and then I'll forget that I've taken it. And then an hour later, I, like, recognize that, like, I've felt really calm. And I'm like, huh, it worked. And so I want to shout out CBD because I think it's a great thing.
Shout out.
Shout out. Hair. Because then Catherine said K18. There's a few things that I've really liked for my hair recently. The first is a hair dry brush. I have... one from Bondi Boost, and I just really have been enjoying it, like, as a hair dry brush, because I feel like I go back and forth between really loving my hair and, like, not loving my hair, but I think I really like it when I, like, know how to style it well and, like, take care of it, because otherwise I think my hair can dry, like, kind of frizzy, and it's, like, wavy, but the waves aren't, like, always, like, super, like, perfect, you know what I mean? And blow drying it just takes a lot of effort, classically, with, like, your blow dryer and then your brush. I really like this blow dry brush because it works really, really fast, and it's so much less effort because you're just holding one thing. It, like, dries my hair, it makes it pretty smooth, it adds some volume. Really like a blow dry brush. And then I also have this heatless wave set that is, like, this bendable, like satin thing. It looks like a dog toy. Stanley's been chewing at it. But basically, you, like, put it over your head and then, like, wrap your hair around it in curls.
A jump scare every time.
It looks really silly.
And she walked upstairs, and our roommate and I are in the living room, and she looks like a founding father. And not in, like, a good way.
Okay, but it's been making my hair look really good, okay?
You should probably do a feed post of it.
Okay. So basically, I'll dry my hair with the blow dry brush, like, 90%. And then I'll put a serum in my hair. I've been using the Olaplex. The Olaplex number 9 serum, which, like, it's supposed to give your hair, like, it, like, locks in style. Like, it's, like, memory kind of thing. And then, because I don't do it with my hair wet, because then it never fully dries, and it... What?
You want to make your hair curly?
I like it when it's wavy. I like my hair wavy a lot more than I like it plain straight.
Your hair straight? It makes your... It, like, conditions your hair to be curly?
No. It's, like... If you are to put that in your hair and then curl your hair, mm-hmm. It helps it have memory more so that it's going to hold the curls for longer. It's not going to permanently change your hair.
Well, when you said memory, I thought then.
Well, like, yeah, memory for the time being. That's what it does. So when I put that in and then I wrap my hair around the silk heatless curl set, I sleep in it. I wake up and it's usually like pretty kinky curls to begin with, like tighter curls. But then I just like brush it out a bit. It loosens up throughout the day and it'll literally last with like beautiful waves for like 3 days, and it's super smooth. And if I curl my hair with a regular curling iron, which like I do sometimes if it's kind of like short notice, it just doesn't last as long at all. Like it'll just brush out immediately, fall out immediately. When I do this, it's like, because like I literally sleep in it and it just like, it has like the memory thing, you know.
Completely opposite note, I cannot for the life of me curl my hair. It's it's so embarrassing. I tried my, when I got my hair cut, my hairstylist curled my hair and it looked so good, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna learn how to curl my hair now, like today's the day. Now's the time. Tried it a few times. Absolutely cannot do it. I'm so confused. If it like makes any, I can't even comprehend what it is. It always comes out straight. No matter how long I hold it, no matter how twisty I do it, like it always comes out straight. I tried it with a hair straightener the other day. It just looked so bad / non-existent. It's the craziest thing.
Well, maybe our hair both just doesn't like hold curls with heat naturally that much, so you should try like a heatless thing like this, where like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's all I have for hair stuff. In terms of like makeup, skincare, especially with the winter, I was just thinking about like, I get super dry lips, and when my lips are dry, I bite them because I just have an issue. Like, I'll literally just bite my lip until it's like dry and bleeding. And so I really like the Laneige lip mask. I wear it, like, I'll put it on at night. It's super moisturizing, feels really nice. And also the like candy one, like the little pinkish one, like it has like a slight pink tint to it that I actually think is really pretty. And so I'll also just use that during the day sometimes when I think of it, when I grab that, and it's, that's very moisturizing and I like it.
Personally, I use strictly Vaseline, like not even, it can't even be the like medicated or flavored Vaseline, like 100% petroleum jelly. Only thing I can use, because if I use anything, I'm allergic to vitamin E, I know that for an absolute fact. And if I use something on my lips, especially that has vitamin E, I will like, my lip will like split in half and I'll get a pimple on my lip. It's just like absurd. And then if I use anything else, I'll get a pimple on my lip. But if I use vitamin E, it like literally has an allergic reaction. But
I mean, Vaseline is a classic. You really can't go wrong.
I go through Vaseline like crazy.
I'm still on the hunt for like a face moisturizer that is like my go-to favorite face moisturizer. I don't think I've ever really had that. But in terms of lips, I like that.
Same thing with my like chapstick and everything, is my face is allergic to vitamin E. So it like causes me to break out and my face gets really like burny.
Yep.
If that makes sense.
Yep. Mine literally does the same. It happened to me the other day.
Same thing with like face wash. A lot of face washes I can't use. Also, I have really sensitive skin, so I can't use a lot of face washes because they're too harsh for my skin. So one of my favorites is the CeraVe No, it's Cetaphil Gentle Hydrating Cleanser. It's like milky almost, and it doesn't hurt my skin, and it cleans well, and it's a slay.
What's your toner that you like?
I was going to say that. I like Thayer's. They have a bunch of different options. The one I've been using is salicylic acid. It has salicylic acid in it, as well as like aloe and lemongrass, I think. And I don't know. I wish there was a salicylic acid one that maybe didn't have fragrances, because I think maybe the fragrances and stuff mess up my skin just because it's so wildly sensitive. But the salicylic acid is like blemish clearing. And I'm also using tretinoin and something else, like a spot treatment in the morning, dermatologist, because I've been breaking out every winter. Literally the summer my skin's clear, it's great. Winter, quite literally the second it was like mid-September, absolutely insane. My skin was going bad shit crazy and it was uncomfortable, and
I was
trying to get that under control.
I was gonna say tretinoin as well, because like that has been helping my skin so much. My skin naturally I think gets kind of dry and red, but I've been dealing with way more acne in the past year than I ever have before, and so for the past couple of months now I've been using tretinoin like every other night, and it definitely has cleared up my skin in the way that I feel like I'm not getting active acne at all anymore. My face just like has like a little bit of scarring and a little bit of dryness, but it's like worlds different than I feel like it honestly has been for a long time.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
So that is super exciting. A couple of my last favorite things that I just have like been loving so much in my life are one, candles. And this is really fun for me because at some point in my life, and maybe around like 6 months ago or so in the summer, I used to say I used to say it on the podcast. I was like, I want to be a candle person. Like, I want to be someone who just like lights a candle in my space all the time. But I used to say like, I don't think that I have a clean enough slate yet to do that. Like, I thought that I kind of kept my space too messy to then put a candle on that and that it would just be masking it. And I'm proud to say that I'm really a candle person these days. Since moving to Boston, I almost always have a candle going at night, in the morning, when I'm working. No, there was one time, and Catherine gets upset with you about
it.
There needs to be one time. Yeah, and it won't happen again, but I guess I left a candle burning once. But I really like candles. I don't necessarily have a specific favorite candle, but just candles in general. And I like ones with strong scents. I don't really like the wimpy candles. Yeah, there's a mango Trader Joe's one in my room at home that's just like a small little candle.
I purchased that. All of your candles I purchased.
That's not true. You gave me two, and one of them was a fire hazard, and I can't use it.
One of them, sorry, it was more like decoration.
And then along with candles, books. When I came home for Thanksgiving break, I decided that I wanted to, the first night that I got here, clean the bookshelf in my room because I was like,
comes into my room and goes, I'm so stressed, like I have so many things to do. And then she gets all the books off of my desk shelf. Do you need these? And I was like, I'm organizing my bookshelf. And she's having a breakdown about how many things.
But it's just something that I wanted to do because I've been reading.
You don't even live here.
I had been reading so much, and I had a bookshelf in my room that was kind of just filled with like junk, and there were a lot of kids' books, and there were a lot of like just unorganized books. And then all of the books that I've like actually read in the past couple years are just kind of scattered, like a stack in like a thing in the living room, a stack in Catherine's room, like a stack, like.
Probably because they were books I've read.
Yeah.
She goes, they were my books. They're my books.
Not all of them. Also, half of them were like mine.
Most of them were mine.
Anyways, I like totally took everything off my bookshelf, reorganized it. I'm excited to bring home the books that I have at school to bring back and add them to my shelf.
Why? You don't live here. Like, you literally do not live here.
Because this is my home base.
You don't live here.
My books will. And so when I did that, I realized like I've actually read so many books in the past probably like 2 years. Like I actually Like, I love reading. I just do. Oh my God. I just do. Like, it's so therapeutic for me to read a casual book. So I wanted to, like, I just opened up my Goodreads right now to see if I could find a list of, like, some of my favorites recently. Because, like, not every book I read is good, unfortunately. That, it just doesn't work that way. So here are some that I've really liked. Beach, so Emily Henry in general, I think she's a great author. Beach Read and People We Meet on Vacation were both really good by her. And Book Lovers was really good by her. Every Summer After by Carly Fortune I read recently. Love in Other Words by Christina Lauren. If You Want to Cry, Me Before You is a good book. I read that so long ago, but I just found it when I was cleaning up my bookshelf. That's a tearjerker. And Normal People by Sally Rooney. I think I really liked that. So that's just a short list of some of my favorite books. But books in general, honestly, just have a nice place in my life right now. And there you have it.
That was, I kind of like didn't like that, if we're being honest, because I feel like when you say favorite things and things to share with you guys, it has to be like a material thing, and it has to be something with a label that you can go and like look on your own. And of course, like obviously there's some things like that have labels and are material things, but the first, I don't know, I always struggle. I'm not like one of those people that, you know, ever see influencers that are like, this is my favorite sunscreen, blah, 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 and then 2 weeks later they're like, here's another one. And they're always like, it's always like about the brand and about the product, and there's just so many things. I feel like I just don't use that many things, and it's like it's not that interesting.
Well, I think that we have kind of avoided an episode like this in the past, like our favorite things, a gift guide, something like that.
Because I want to share my favorite things.
Yeah.
Because like obviously they're my favorite things, but I feel like I just don't have that many. There's so many people are so, I don't know, I'm just not like a things person.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of what we talk about with you guys is like life and mindset and so not material that it feels a little bit different to get on here and like list material things. I think that it can feel like a little bit uncomfortable. So like our favorite things don't have to be your favorite things. Our favorite things right now don't have to be our favorite things forever. Like it's just kind of where we're at right now and what we're enjoying right now and the things that like we think are quality deserve a spot. But
if you guys have suggestions, I clearly need some new favorite things. Like, let me know. @GirlsSchoolsPod on Instagram. You know the drill. Another plug for merch if you want to go check it out.
You can follow us both on Instagram and TikTok @CarolineKinneen.
@CatherineKinneen.
And we will see you next Monday. Bye.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.